Well, our reading today comes from Psalm 23. And Psalm 23 reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Today I want to speak on Psalm 23, and Psalm 23 was written by David. And there are many facets to the life of David. David was a shepherd, David was a saint, and David was a sinner just like you and I. And David had both highs and lows in his life. But despite David's failures, the Bible declares that he was a man after God's own heart. A study of David's life brings both warnings and encouragement to each believer. As David praised God for his wonderful works of creation, so I can praise God for his wonderful works of creation. As David stepped out in faith before the giant of his day, so we too can step out in faith before the giants of our day. If David in faith could walk through the valley of the shadow of death, then we too as God's people can walk through the valley of the shadow of death. As David suffered the consequences of his sin with Bathsheba, so we too are warned against the consequences of sin in our own lives. As David rejoiced in the forgiveness that God provided, we too can rejoice in the forgiveness that God provides. David wrote in Psalm 51, "Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." As David proclaims the certainty of eternity in Psalm 23, so we too as God's people can proclaim the certainty of eternity because of our Saviour Jesus Christ. David is also a type of Christ, the major difference being that Christ was without sin. In David's life we see many similarities to the life of Jesus. David's mother was called the handmaiden of the Lord. Christ's mother was called the handmaiden of the Lord. David was born into the Jewish nation and Jesus was born into the Jewish nation. David was born in Bethlehem and the Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem. David was born to be king, Jesus was born to be a king. David was sent by his father Jesse to go down to the battle to check on the welfare of his brothers and provide food for them. God the Father sent his son, the Lord Jesus, to go down into this world to conquer the forces of evil and to provide heavenly food for us. David had his enemies in his life, and the Lord Jesus had his enemies in his life. David was rejected and persecuted, and Jesus was rejected and persecuted. God used David to make Jerusalem the holy city, and one day Jesus will rule from Jerusalem, the holy city. Now the Lord used David greatly in his life, and one of the things the Lord used David for was to write scripture. It is believed that David wrote many of the Psalms in our Bible. In fact, it is thought that David wrote over 70 Psalms. One of the most famous Psalms ever written was authored by David, and that was Psalm 23. This Psalm was perhaps written when David was a king. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," David says. As David thought about God, he sees God as his shepherd. David was well acquainted with shepherding and sheep, for as a boy he cared for his father's flock. David was not the only one to think of the Lord as shepherd. Moses considered the Lord as shepherd as well. Genesis 49, verse 24. Isaiah spoke of the Lord being like a shepherd as well. Isaiah 40, verse 10, "Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. David knew God as his personal shepherd. The Lord Jesus described himself as shepherd in John 10, the good shepherd. And just as the Lord is described as shepherd, God's people are described as sheep. Psalm 100 verse 3, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Though we have a good God, a good shepherd, worthy of our thanksgiving and praise, the scriptures shows us that we are not good sheep by nature. That's why we need the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus. Isaiah 53 verse 6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." I thought of a good job description that we could put outside on our church sign. It would read like this: "Position vacant. Bad sheep need good shepherds. All we like sheep have gone astray." You and I, and in fact all of humanity, are just like sheep. Have you ever thought how we are like sheep? Well, sheep are dependent. Where the sheep there in the Middle East were completely dependent on their shepherds. And even sheep in Australia are still completely dependent on their farmers for water, for right pasture. "The Lord is my shepherd," David says. "I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." David knew God as his personal shepherd. Do you know that God will provide all our needs? The sheep in the Middle East were dependent on the shepherds to lead them to food and to water for their survival. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul also knew that the Lord would provide all his needs. Paul said, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." If you're a Christian, God supplies our needs, but he also leads us to the spiritual food that is available to each of us in the Word of God. Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Thank the Lord that in these difficult days, in which fear is being publicised from coast to coast, that we can pick up the Word of God and feed on the promises of God. We can do that daily. We're blessed to be able to do that. It is the Word of God that can bring peace to our minds in these troubled times. Psalm 42 verse 5, "I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living." Psalm 46 verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." The shepherd in Psalm 23 makes his sheep lie down in green pastures and leads them by still waters. I heard about a little girl that misquoted Psalm 23. She said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I've got all I want." Well, when the shepherd is all you have, the shepherd is all you need. Not only does the shepherd give refreshment to his sheep, but the shepherd gives his sheep rest. When the world is in turmoil, God's people can still have rest in him. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Psalm 4 verse 8 says, "I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety." I was reading about sheep, and one of the most productive times for the sheep is when they lie down and they digest what they have eaten. It is then that growth takes place. Sheep have quiet times, and so should we, meditating on what we've got from God's word. Psalm 1 verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." David knew God as his personal shepherd. David knew God as his personal provider. He gives refreshment and rest to his people. David knew God as his personal saviour. Verse 2, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." The Lord, as David's shepherd, provided restoration of his soul and righteousness. The Lord, as our shepherd, provides restoration of our soul and righteousness in him. The good shepherd, Jesus Christ, laid down his life for us. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine." The prophet Zechariah spoke of the shepherd that would be struck. Zechariah 13 verse 7, "Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones." Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." David knew God as his personal saviour. Our shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, gave his life for our sins and the sins of the world. When John wrote his epistle, he said, "And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." David knew God as his personal protector. Verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Little sheep need protection. Sheep in David's day were under the threat from wolves and robbers and from losing their own way. And so their protector was their shepherd. Thank the Lord that God is our protector. He sees the dangers. He understands our fears, and he will provide the directions that are needed through his holy word, the Bible. Psalm 32 verse 7, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." Nahum 1 verse 7 says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." David knew God by his personal presence. David knew that God's goodness and mercy was with him wherever he went. Psalm 23 verse 5 again, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." Perhaps as David looked back over his life, he remembered how he had been protected from his enemies. As a boy, he had killed Goliath, and as an adult, he was hunted by Saul. But the living God protected him always, just as the shepherd would protect his sheep. David could thank God for his provision. David could thank God for his protection, and David could thank God for his presence. Each of us too can look back over our lives, and I'm sure we can thank God for his provision, his protection, and his presence. Not only could David look back over his life, but David could look forward in his life to God's ongoing goodness and mercy, and eventually a wonderful eternity in the presence of God himself. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David knew he would dwell in the Father's house forever. David's sins were ultimately forgiven by the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Old Covenant, the sheep died for the shepherd. In the New Covenant, the shepherd, the Good Shepherd, dies for the sheep. Every believer in Jesus Christ will one day meet our God, our Good Shepherd, our Great Shepherd, our Chief Shepherd, in the Father's house. Revelation 7:16, they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Well, Psalm 23 is indeed a wonderful psalm. David knew the Lord as his personal shepherd. David knew the Lord as his personal provider. And David knew the Lord as his personal saviour. He also knew the Lord's personal presence. And I wonder today, have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as saviour? Do you know that he went to the cross for you? When John saw him, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." You have a great shepherd. You have a good shepherd. And you know the chief shepherd. We are the sheep of his pasture. And we can be thankful that the good shepherd gave his life for the sheep. And he died on the cross of Calvary for all our sins. If you know the shepherd, you need to be telling others about the wonderful shepherd that we know, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.